ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. And it is brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. And I am pleased to have Pastor Butch Paul join us as co-host today. And we will be bringing you our opinions and commentary on the political and economic issues of the day. And today is July 2nd, 2019. Good afternoon, Butch.
Good afternoon, Melody. Did you really mean that? You're glad to have me here. That is so sweet.
Yes, of course.
I don't know.
Of course I do.
There are times that Marcia says that, but I know deep down inside she doesn't mean that.
Oh, that's just what you think.
Well, it's good to be here. It really is. It's always fun to do a radio show with you. We have so much stuff to talk about. We have a good time while we're doing it.
Yes, we do. And, of course, naturally, I've got a lot of exciting news to talk about, and my computer's froze. So, I'm not sure. Gold, I'm going to tell the listeners this. Prior to the program, gold was up $30.
Wow.
And it started taking off earlier in the day. It was hovering, and, you know, it was up and down, right around the, you know, it was up a buck. It was up $3, down $3, going in the negative, which was just floating around. And then they came out with the announcement that Vice President Pence was heading somewhere in New England for some sort of a meeting on the opioid crisis and so forth, and they recalled his plane back to D.C. and said there was an emergency there that they needed to bring him back. Now, the emergency supposedly wasn't important. I mean, it wasn't, you know, anything bad or anything. It was just something that they, and no other details have been released. That is when gold started to take off. And it went up. I looked at it. It was up $20. And right before the program, it was up $30. So that's the only thing I could find. Of course, housing is looking to show that there's another troubling sign that's, again, pointing to an economic downturn. There are reports of how much the Federal Reserve is going to have to lower rates in order to keep everything afloat. And, of course, that means a weaker dollar. So that could have made gold go up. But I looked at the USDX today prior to my computer freezing, and it showed it was only down like 0.06 at that point in time. And that was just right before the program. So that wouldn't have had an impact unless it has a bigger follow-through tomorrow. But we saw the 10-year Treasury yields. They fell back below 2%. Now, that's you have these global yields that are sinking deeper into negative territory. Now, that kind of happened maybe about the same time. So, you know, gold is certainly performing as the monetary metal that it is, if that is what it is responding to. So that's a good thing there. And so, again, my computer is froze, and there's not much I can do until after the program where I will disconnect to you. And you don't want me to do that, right?
Well, if you want to disconnect so I can get it up, you can do that. I'll be right here. I mean, that might be good news to hear what I got up to. I mean, that put it up around, what, 1350 or 60?
1315, because it dropped. It was 1394 this morning, 1395.
1294.
No, $1,394.
Oh, see, I haven't kept up with it. It's almost $1,400 an ounce now, and so
it's over It's over $1,400 an ounce.
So $1,425. Yeah, okay.
You're getting me confused.
Well, you know, but you stop and think, Melody. 3 months ago, it was $1,100 and something.
That's correct. So yeah, we're looking around $1,424, $1,423.
Wow. If you could load up on gold 3 months ago, you made a pretty good profit already.
Absolutely. And so, and again, we have to remember that gold truly is the canary in the gold in the mine. You know, remember the canaries that they used to put in the mine? So, you know, if they dropped over, you know, that meant there was no oxygen getting down there. So they played a very important part as far as, you know, when there wasn't a whole lot of reaction with that canary. You know, things were okay. When you get some big moves like we saw today, that's kind of like the canary. It might not be, you know, all the way gone, but it certainly is at least fell off its perch. So we'll see. That's a big move for gold today. It's nothing like we're going to see. I mean, Bob Chapman always used to talk about $100 moves in gold. I expect we're going to see $500 moves in gold.
Or more.
I really do believe that.
Or more.
And you will see silver go $10 and, in a day. So big moves are coming. So seeing it up $30, very exciting. Very exciting. And, the S&P posted a new record today. Most of the paper markets, and I'm going off my memory, ladies and gentlemen, because my computer is froze. Most of the markets, the paper markets were higher. Not by a lot, but they were higher. So you did have the S&P that posted a new record close. Let's see if there's anything else that I could see. So the big news is I think the 10-year Treasury yield has fell back below 2%. You have global yields. We talked about yields in negative territory, so they even sink deeper into negative territory. You have, again, Vice President Pence canceled his New Hampshire trip, went to the White House, but they're telling us no cause for alarm. You also had President Putin, who was called out of a meeting yesterday. They had a submarine fire. 14 sailors died, and they pulled Putin out of a meeting today. He was in, I don't know where he was at, Moscow or someplace, and they pulled him back to the Kremlin on an emergency. So I don't know if these two emergencies have anything to do, if they're together, if Pence is, if there's something else going on, or if he was responding to that submarine fire from yesterday, but you would have thought that, that would have been responded to yesterday and not today, but I don't know. So it'll be interesting to see, but is it a coincidence that both of these people were pulled back from their appointments for an emergency?
Time will tell.
So there's been release that there has been warning issues of the possible. Everyone needs to be careful on the 4th.
Oh yes, yes. Before we get into that, this to do with gold, so I want to keep on gold for a second, and silver. You know that Merrill Lynch was caught criminally manipulating precious metals markets? Did you know that?
Well, yeah.
And they were fined $25 million. And the people like you've been saying this for years, they know they play with the markets. And now they finally agreed that they've been messing with the market. And the CFTC announced that Merrill Lynch Commodities agreed to pay $25 million to resolve the government's investigation into a multi-year scheme of MLCI precious metals traders to mislead the market for precious metals futures contracts traded on COMREX. So they've been doing it now for years. And finally somebody said, hey, they done it. And they got fined $25 million, whatever that's worth to them, I have no idea. But it's just interesting that for them to finally say that what you've been saying and I've been saying somewhat is true. They've been playing with the gold metal markets. All the precious metal markets have been played with.
Absolutely.
If this is true and gold took a jump today,
I don't think that has anything to do with the gold price moving today.
Well, and I'm saying they'll be if they were doing that, though, and this has stopped, where could gold and silver go? You know what I'm saying?
I do. I do have the metals closes now. We have gold up $29.20 at $1,413.90. You have silver up 13 pennies at $15.34. Platinum was down a dollar at $833. And palladium was up 12 at $15.67. The USDX today was down 0.04 at 96.78. Crude oil was down. Crude oil took a big hit today, 2.76 at 56.33. And the paper markets today, you have the Dow was up 69 points, 26,786. You have the S&P up 8 at 2,973. Again, it's posting a new record. but trade worries sort of capped the gains on it. The NASDAQ was up 17 points at 8,109. Let's see if there's anything else worth looking at here today. Now I'm kind of seeing the same kind of news. There's a lot of discussions out, I know. Let's see how much time do we got? Lots of time left. You know, and again, I'm just going to recap some of these things. We have a major problem in this economy. You have a retirement crisis that's brewing, and it's not going to end well, and it's not going to go away. The unfunded liabilities at pension funds, no one wants to talk about. And underfunded liabilities, they create a massive retirement crisis. Nobody's talking about this. No. There's so much noise out there because they don't want, they'd rather have you pay attention to immigration. Yes. They'd rather have you pay attention to, well, the big military parade on Thursday than to pay attention what might happen to your retirement accounts, to your pension funds. They don't want you to know about that. They want you to think that they'll take care of it. But hey, you know, you can catch up with the noise and go with the flow, and you know, you'll have to see how you'll be able to handle that when the crisis does come. And nearly one in three working Americans has a side job because they can't make ends meet without the extra income. Almost half of workers report having a side hustle in addition to their primary job.
Yep.
And so again, these are just all signs. We all know that the dollar, yeah, still the main deal in the everything, but it's a big question of how long it's going to be there. We talked about Americans cutting back on their spending yesterday. You know, we talk about I read an article, which Americans are losing sleep over their finances because they're scared of another recession.
No doubt. You know, and I talk about it here, but I will say, tell you this. This article is about tied in right in with that. America's concealed crisis: 50 years of economic decline, 1969 to 2019. If we consider the long term, it's clear America's economy and society have been declining for the average household for 50 years. How much time we got? Okay. What if the prosperity of the past 50 years is mostly statistical mirage for the bottom 80% of households? What if whatever real gains, adjusted for real world loss of purchasing power, accrued only to the top of the wealth power pyramid, those closest to financial and political power? What if the U.S. economy and society shifted from everybody wins to winner takes all, or at best winner takes most? These are not what if, they're reality. The working class, which I have recently noted, now comprises the entire working populace other than the upper middle class, which placed pride, as a book he wrote, has lost ground over the past 50 years from 1969 to present. The key to understanding the concealed crisis of decline is our purchasing power relative to wages, earnings, and how many goods or services or wages can buy. The average American household wages have risen modestly, while the purchasing power of those wages has plummeted. Mel, this article is on down through, says, then it says there's the big ticket items: rent, housing, college, health care. I've been told a young engineer in Silicon Valley could, this has been back in the 60s, could earn $20,000 a year and rent a modest apartment for $200. Now the young engineer makes $100,000 a year. The same apartment costs $2,500, which is a 12-fold increase. So we're making more dollars but less spending power. Would you call that inflation?
I would.
So sure, they're losing sleep. When people can't afford to buy a house or pay rent, and they're literally living in their cars in the richest communities in the country, what does that say for the economy? I don't care if you're making $200,000 a year or a month, but you can't live on that. What goods do you? It's paper.
It is.
Venezuelans can make millions of their dollars a year, but it's worth nothing. It makes no difference whether it's... I don't care how much you make. If it's worth nothing, it's worth nothing. Paper is paper is paper.
What is it, Butch?
It's paper.
Yes, it is. I mean, you're absolutely correct, and you know, and that's what people lose sight of, exactly what a fiat currency is. It's paper. It's not real. It's a promise to pay. And yeah, as long as everybody's willing to accept it, the system works. But so does scams. So does Ponzi schemes. Ponzi schemes work until people catch on for a while. And of course, you've got you know, we're now global. So you got the whole world pushing the Ponzi scheme, and you know, it'll work for a while, and eventually it doesn't work anymore. You need those new buyers in there. You need that new money in there to pay for the old, and it doesn't work, and eventually it collapses. So does anybody ever know when those Ponzi schemes collapse? No, they don't know. There has to be some, usually there's some sort of a hiccup and things just don't go as planned. Something out of left field always comes in and messes it up. And it's no different than our system, our monetary system.
Well, along the same lines, the article says rent is becoming unaffordable for many U.S. workers. Now, Mel, they can't afford the rent and they can't afford to buy. Where does that leave somebody? Would you say homeless or living with parents or relatives?
Sure.
The National Low Income Housing Coalition has published its latest out of reach report, which shows that renting is becoming increasingly unaffordable for countless Americans. Its central statistic is the housing wage, which is an estimate of the hourly wage a full-time worker must earn to rent a home without spending more than 30% of his or her income on housing assets. Statistician Neil McCarthy notes, for 2019, the housing wage is $22.96. and $1,865 for a modest two and one bedroom flat, respectively, is based on the fair market rent. A worker earning their federal minimum wage, will have to put in 127 hours a week, equivalent to more than two full-time jobs, to afford a two-bedroom apartment. You just said they're taking second jobs. You have to work more than two full-time jobs in order to rent a house on something on minimum wage, which is what? Say $10 an hour, for example. I mean, how many people do you know can put in 127 hours a week?
Well, it depends on your age.
But that's a shame that the generation behind us and the next generation down are having a tough time just putting food on the table and putting a roof over their head. That's not a sign of prosperity, is it?
No, and it's just a sign, and I mean, I can remember when in my younger days, yeah, I always worked full-time, I always worked part-time jobs, because it was just, and I went to school. When you're young, you do have a lot of energy, but what it tells you, we don't have affordable housing in this country.
No, we don't.
And so, you know, eventually, you know, something, the prices have to adjust, but... You know, a builder told me once the reason they build is because they have to build. And they can't stop building. They have to continue to build. So when things slow down, they don't stop building. They keep building. And then, of course, you know, they have to keep the prices higher and higher. It's no different than oil and everything else. They just keep these prices and the fiat currency. It takes more of those dollars to buy those things. And it's that simple. And it's not going to change. It's not going to turn around. It's not going to get less expensive.
Back to paper money.
Yep. And we're going to be back in just a few minutes as we're heading into a break. Please stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Please visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. Please make sure you sign up for the newsletter. And, hey, gold's up. Premiums are going to start rising with these higher prices. So we're still going to offer the $30 over spot for American Gold Eagles random dates for as long as we can, but it's not going to last forever. So if you're looking to convert some of that paper dollar that you own, all those promises to pay, you want to rely on the government to pay you for those, and you want to convert those to real money, give us a call. $30 over spot for American 1 ounce Gold Eagle coins, 1-800-375-4188.
Are you old enough to remember, Melody, with a dollar or the $10 bill or $20 bill used to say on it, payable to the bearer on demand in gold or silver, what it may be, with lawful money? Do you remember that?
Well, yes.
I mean, really, seriously, I mean, they said, this is payable in lawful money. And it says paid to the bearer on demand, $10 in gold or $10 silver, whatever it may be. That's no longer on there, is it?
No, it is not.
Because we don't have lawful money. You can't pick up lawful money at the bank because the banks don't have any lawful money. They have the same thing we do called fiat currency. And folks, if you just stop and think a minute, it wasn't that long ago that they actually said on the $100 bill or $20 bill, this is redeemable in lawful money, which is gold and silver. How in the name of all this godly did we get fallen in such a snare, to be snared in such a thing as a fiat currency? Ignorance, I realize that. I know that. But my goodness, it was written in the Constitution, it was written in the Bible, and we ignored it. And then we saw it on the bill and didn't pay attention to it. We're not the brass bulbs in the house. Sorry, Melody.
Well, we are.
Yeah, right. But seriously, and I have the copy of that $100 bill.
Yeah, right.
Do what now?
What do you mean, yeah, right?
Well, I'm talking about me. I know I'm not. I have the $20 bill and $100 bill. Both of them say redeemable and lawful money. And I do a money demonstration once in a while with a $100 bill that's redeemable. It's a silver certificate. Redeemable lawful money. I do a demonstration. I take that $100 bill. I had it laminated so it wouldn't ruin. I take a new $100 bill. And I go to teach somebody about real money. I'll take $100 in a clear plastic bag. And I lay the new $100 bill on the table and say, this is worth what we call $100. And then I'll take out the laminated $100 bill that's redeemable in silver. And I put it on the table and say, now I want to show what this is backed by. This one $100 bill is backed by nothing but our faith that's good. This is backed by this. And drop the $100 on the table. It makes a pretty good racket. I said, these silver dollars are worth about $1,800 now. So this $100 bill is worth $1,800 real dollars, but this piece of paper is worth a piece of paper. Which do you prefer? And they usually get it. You follow what I'm saying?
Yes.
I mean, it's really good demonstration. It really is. It's impressive. Phil Hudock took it, a friend of mine took it to the county commission one time and showed them that demonstration. He said they were just dumbfounded. They didn't realize that there's nothing back in the paper but the idea that we think it works. For 50 years ago or 60 years ago, they had at least silver back in it. You drop it on the table with a silver dollar, it was backed by silver. Real value. So $100 back in 1964 was worth about $1,500 to $1,800 now. How much is it worth today? Figure it out, people. Anyway, I had to share that. I thought it was a good analogy.
Thank you.
And you talked about terrorists a minute ago. Now, folks, listen to this. I'm not making this up. This is for real. Now, pay attention to what I'm saying. It's not. We're not talking about terrorists here from Iran or Egypt or Syria. No. We're not talking about Muslims or foreign entities. We're talking about domestic terrorists. Domestic terrorists could target July 4th holiday events. Now, this is what the feds are saying. Federal authorities are warning that white supremacists and other political radicals could look to attack Independence Day revolution on July 4th. So there's no evidence to show this is going to happen. But the FBI is telling all the departments, all the cops and DHS, DHS telling everybody to be vigilant because it could happen. And it's going to be by domestic terrorism, and the first mention are white supremacists. To me, that is like poking somebody in the eye and saying, we're going to cause more dissension. For about the second time now, I heard another major program today on a talk radio show talking that this was going to go to force sometime soon. If something doesn't intervene, Melly, to stop this tension, it's going to come to blows. And I agree with him. I don't want to see that. No one with any common sense wants to see bloodshed for any reason. But it's going to come, I'm afraid. Now they're pointing out, the feds pointing out the white supremacists may attack something on the 4th, and if something is attacked, they blame on the white supremacists. That could cause more tension, couldn't it?
Well, of course it could. And, we're not quite sure where it's coming from and so forth. I mean, we've had these warnings before, you know, nothing really happens and so forth, but no one really pays attention to them. But, I mean, that's, you know... Yeah, I mean, you shouldn't go out there in fear and, you know, let fear rule you, but you do have to be alert. There's a difference between fear and being alert.
And watch out for false flags.
But not everything that happens is a false flag, though, either. I
mean, no, it isn't, but after so many of them, you know, it makes you a little leery, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, you know, and even a very popular radio host out there mentioned recently that, well, you know, maybe not everything was... a hoax like he always said that it was. So you do have to be careful out there, but the key thing is just be safe, be alert, and prepare. Plan, you know, that we talk about all the time on this program. You know, protect yourself, plan, and once you have all your plans in shape, you can live your life. And it's, you know, again, you don't have to be, don't be scared, be prepared. That's my mantra, and I'm sticking to it.
Well, you know, you said you sell the silver eagles, gold eagles, for $30 over spot, right?
Gold eagles.
Yeah,
correct.
$30 over spot. So back 3 months ago, they were like $11.80 each. Now they're what, $14.50 each?
Well, that would have been spot. They would have been.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But add $30 to that. I mean, how much could they got 3 months ago compared to what they get now?
Yep. 3 months ago, they were $60. 3 months ago, they were $60 over spot.
So let's get on how you can. I know you're like me, you're not wealthy, but do what you can to get whatever you can. It's not going to drop to zero. It's going to go up. You can take his whole hillbilly's word for it. I've proven that over the years.
Well, you know, something that's also on, and you know, I don't know what is I think everybody knows about Nike has pulled flags off their shoes, I believe.
Yep.
And there was a report that I guess
Arizona governor
on Tuesday that he slammed Nike for canceling the release of the shoe featuring an early design of the American flag, saying it had bowed to the current onslaught of political correctness and historical revisionism. He says, calling Nike's decision a shameful retreat on Twitter, the Republican leader vowed to withdraw financial incentives recently promised to the company in exchange for opening a manufacturing plant in Goodyear with some 500 full-time jobs. So Nike pulled the shoe. That was set to go on sale. And of course, this all goes back to Colin Kaepernick, who told them he and others found the version of the flag depicted on the shoe offensive.
Yeah, it's a Betsy Ross flag, supposed to be. It's a Betsy Ross flag shoe.
Mm-hmm.
How pathetic. How sick. By the way, that's Governor Ducey, Doug Ducey. And how sad, how absolutely sad and unthinkable that someone could call that offensive and then would pull the shoe. Melanie, this is going to be absurd.
It really is. It really is. And it's true. Ducey, the governor, he did a string of tweets posted at 2 a.m. He says he was embarrassed for Nike. He says his country, our system of government and free enterprise have allowed that company, has allowed Nike to prosper and flourish. So instead of celebrating American history, the week of our nation's independence, Nike has apparently decided that Betsy Ross is unworthy. So, it's...
That is absolutely... I remember talking about this 20-some years ago on the first radio station I was on. They would come out with what is called thought police. Now, at the time I read it and I shared it, I didn't understand it completely. But I'm starting to understand it better now. People are actually beginning to be afraid to speak their mind on anything. They're so afraid of offending somebody. And that's easily done. A Betsy Ross shoe... offend somebody. What else can we do to offend somebody? Breathe? I mean, come on. This is getting totally out of hand. Until somebody says like Ducey did, that's enough. If you're going to be this politically correct, leave her state. That's what he said. And good for him.
Yep, good for him. And you know what? Nike came out and said today that it was proud of America's heritage and our continuing engagement supporting thousands of American athletes and regularly decides to withdraw initiatives, products, and services. And they're committed to creating and adding this manufacturing plant. So I hope they do it. I hope the governor goes all the way and eliminates the incentives.
I do too, and perhaps I doubt it, but perhaps Nike will say, "Hey, we made a boo-boo. Let's correct this." I don't know. We'll see.
I think it's a little too late for that. But you know what, Butch? Though everybody, you know, we act shocked and everything, but this has been going on for a really long time. I can remember reading a survey back in the 90s about these multinational corporations, Target and you know, all of them, Home Depot, I mean, all of these. And the question in the survey was, when you have meetings in the United States, do you, you know, play the anthem? Do you honor? Do you do the Pledge of Allegiance? I mean, I remember starting school every day saying the Pledge of Allegiance. I remember going to meetings and everything else, did the Pledge of Allegiance. And every one of them said no because they didn't want to offend their foreign partners. So it's been going on for a very long time.
It's just getting worse, though. It's getting worse. It's
getting attention.
Yes, it is. It truly is. But, you know, back on economics, and of course, by the way, economics, that's going to hurt 500 people that could have had a job in Arizona, obviously, right?
Yes.
That's going to hurt some families and some businesses.
Well, that's
there.
If he does it.
The way it read, it looks like he's already did it. From the way it read, I may be wrong. But I'm worrying for it either way. I'm worrying for it. But have you heard that 12 U.S. states are boosting the gasoline tax today? But Illinois is raising it the most. Melody, the one thing that anybody does if they go anywhere to work anywhere else is you got to buy gasoline, don't you? You're there to walk or take a bicycle. But the gas taxes are raising. They're going up 5.6 cents in California. That makes it 47.3 cents a gallon of gasoline tax in California. 47.3 cents, almost 50 cents. Illinois, they're going up from 19 cents a gallon to 38 cents a gallon. And that doesn't include the DMV, how they're increasing in Illinois. Illinois is hurting financially, big time. So they're hitting the people where they possibly can to get tax funds in. From 19 cents to 38 cents, that's a 100% increase. That's a pretty good increase, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
So I don't know how long can people absorb this? How long can they keep on paying this increase in property taxes, increase whatever else? Eventually the people are going to collapse under the weight of it.
That's what's coming.
It is coming.
That's what's coming. And you know, when I just saw this other headline here, it could have some idea. I don't know why you'd think oil would go higher, but you know, all of a sudden our friendly relationship with the Saudis, the rebels launched a drone attack on their airport, injuring 9. This is the second attack in 2 months on an airport in southwestern Saudi Arabia. So maybe it's nothing new, but it's the Yemen's Iranian-backed Houthi rebels said they claimed responsibility for this drone attack. So now that sounds like a false flag. Considering all the heat that Trump is getting for vetoing all the bills to stop the funding to them and selling all those weapons to him, billions of dollars of weapons to the Saudis, and of course Khashoggi and everything like that, he's getting a lot of heat, and then this happens, so it kind of makes you wonder. I'm just saying.
Well, there's no doubt about it. There's upheaval everywhere and financial collapse all around this. I mean, it's not just in Venezuela and other places. It's all the world. Nations are struggling. People are struggling just to keep food on the table. And you know, in Hong Kong, look at the riots there. Took over the parliament. Literally took over the parliament. Riots, and because of the move back into China, which people don't want to do.
Yeah.
I mean, it's everywhere, Melody. The Bible says in Matthew 24, there'll be wars and rumors of wars and unrest everywhere. That's what it is. It's everywhere. It's worldwide. Whether the people are in the right or in the wrong makes no difference. It's happening. If you're a common person and you can't even put food on the table to feed your wife and 2 or 3 children, I don't care what the rest of the world's doing. Right there, your family's starving. That's personal, and that really that has to upset people. It has to bother them. And so, what's going on across the world maybe doesn't affect them the way we think it with us. We see it and we talk about it, but them, they're just trying to eat. That's all they're trying to do.
So, you know, it'll be a rude awakening for many. But, you know, again, there's a lot of noise out there, and we'll all have to be responsible for each of
That's
us.
That's right.
Well, we have to
be responsible
for ourselves.
And the longer you wait, the harder it's going to be. The longer you wait, the harder it's going to be, because the prices are not going to go down.
Yeah. And, you know, you talk about, you know, people not having money, but people have retirement accounts. People have pension plans.
That's right.
Money that they're, you know, a lot of money that they're intending to leave their children and grandchildren. And I don't know why you'd want to leave them paper.
I agree.
You know, you can convert that paper into gold and give them something that's real. Give them real money. But,
totally agree.
Yeah. But, so we're going to be heading into a break here shortly, Butch. 1-800-375-4188. I hear the music. Please stay tuned,
stay
ladies
here.
And gentlemen. We'll be right back.
I need to hear it just one more time. Oh, won't you tell me again? Oh, can you feel it? Oh, won't you tell me again tonight? Each and every heart is
food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com, or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. We're covering a lot of items today, Butch. What else do you got?
Well, do you remember the city in Florida that had to pay a ransom to get a computer system back online?
It's happening everywhere. It happened in Baltimore City, too.
The Lake City Council approved the measure during the emergency meeting Monday night and will be paying about $462,000 via Bitcoin. By the way, the city's insurer. This payment will follow a similar incident in Riviera Beach, a city of 34,000 near West Palm Beach, where the city's council authorized a similar payment of $600,000, Melody.
Now,
Riviera Beach paid that. The Lake City got paid $462,000 to get theirs back. This is new.
Oh.
Yes, and the Georgia court system hit by a ransomware attack. The headlines started hitting the wires after 11 o'clock a.m. Monday about a ransomware attack that has brought down Georgia's court digital information operations. Officials confirmed to WXIA Atlanta that the website for Georgia's Administrative Office of Courts and Judicial Council of Georgia had been down all morning. So they are asking for money, and they don't know whether they're going back in dollars or cryptocurrency. Not sure yet, but the Georgia court spokesman said that the IT department didn't have any secure information about individuals there, like social security numbers, whatever, but they took down the court system. So I reckon you'll have to pay back in cryptocurrency or dollars. This is in Georgia. This is in Florida. This is happening in all places. But just how secure are our really secure computers, Melody? I mean, they can never get hacked. That's what we've been hearing. Your information with us is secure as Fort Knox, which is not very secure either. But anyway, it's secure. So give it to us. You order a line. Your information will never be shared. It's secure. How secure is it when they can blackmail states and cities into paying ransom? How secure is that information?
Wait till one of these cities do not pay. I know with Baltimore City, I mean, they couldn't even, and they didn't want to pay. I don't know if they ever did, but they couldn't do any real estate transactions. They couldn't function. There's a lot, and when you're talking about real estate transaction for months.
Wow.
So people don't realize what can't be done. Wait till one of these hacking things touch payments to people. And these cities can't pay their bills, and they can't pay, governments, federal government can't pay the people, and their checks don't. Wait till that happens.
So, well, it's all digitalized. There's no more checks anyway. It's all sent to your account via numbers.
Yeah, numbers, but if your computer is hacked, they can't do it.
That's true. That's very true. But now, you think you'll start missing the fact we used to do it with real money and real paper? We actually had files in filing cabinets. With all the stuff we had, we didn't put it online. It couldn't be lost by bleep and going. It was in files. Unless the files burnt, you had records. You think that people ever learned that? I wonder.
Well, don't know.
I mean, seriously, think about this. It's so sad. Do you remember walking the stores when you were young and they had those flip bill holders. They flipped up their metal, and they had little clips on them. They'd write your amount on it, you charge whatever, and put that old clip and fold it. You know, it's an alphabetical order, a big folding, like a big Rolodex, huge Rolodex on top of a table. And that's how they kept a count of all your records. It wasn't on a computer.
That was before my time.
Yeah, I can remember those barely. And now if you find those, they're very expensive because they're just, of course, they're antiques. But they used to do all the paper, and actually paper and pen, and people had to really sit down and write something down. And it wasn't lost because they hit a wrong button, and they couldn't be blackmailed into, you know, by somebody for stealing it because it's right there in front of them. This is America today. Wow.
Yeah.
So sad.
New world.
Now we have AOC on the border. It said, raging AOC claims that border agents make detainees drink from toilets, wage psychological warfare on women, and laughed at her during a tour of a facility, sparking a furious denial. Now, I can't read it all to you, but Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and at least one other Democrat claimed Customs and Border Protection agents were telling detainees to drink toilet water. Speaking outside a Border Patrol station in Clint, Texas, she raged, there's abuse in these facilities. This was CBP on her best behavior, telling people to drink out of the toilet. They visited two Texas border stations. One journalist reported two sources inside saying Oscar Tortez refused to tour one personally. A CBP official confirmed that toilets at border facilities all have sinks attached and deliver safe drinking water. After this story was published, Oscar Cortez claimed the sink she saw didn't work. She sent contradictory tweets about what she witnessed. Her visits come from a Facebook group for current and former Border Patrol agents, erupted with anger after AOC compared border facilities to Nazi concentration camps. Group members posted photoshopped illustrations of AOC engaging in oral sex with a migrant man and being forced into another sex act with Donald Trump. This is all a bunch of... But it said Border Patrol, she said Border Patrol sexually harassed her, or threatened her, I'm sorry, sexually threatened her. AOC, and this is a congresswoman. You think that the Border Patrol would be stupid enough to do anything anywhere near this with a congressman or a woman? This woman is nuts, Melody.
They're all nuts.
Unbelievable.
But again, and you know, the sad thing is it takes away from what really is happening there.
Yes, it does.
It's taking away if these conditions are really that bad.
And now the report says that 35,000 more Africans on the way to U.S. via South America. So the news got back to Africa. I'll just share it quickly. A report from the Center for Immigration Studies indicates another 35,000 African migrants are on the way to the United States. According to CIS's Todd Benson, like the proverbial bulge in the belly of the snake, unusually high numbers of non-Latino migrants, obviously not from Central America, are now reportedly passing from Colombia through Panama on their way to U.S. southern border. Their numbers range in tens of thousands, whose vanguards we have already seen at the U.S. southwest border in recent months. Cameroonians, Ghanaians, Congolese, Haitians, Cubans, and some from the Middle East. Word of their successful entry in the United States this year clearly reached home countries, because now a swell numbering as many as 35,000 is on an infamous migrant passage through which migrants have long funneled from South America to North America, the Darien Gap. So they found that the ones that got in told their friends who got in, more are coming. Do you think that anybody really wants to shut down the border and fix this? Do you think they really do, Melody?
No, I mean, you know, it's, and I get this. Well, you know, the Democrats aren't doing, you know, what Donald Trump wants, and they're not allowing this to do that, and they're not allowing to do that. But I mean, these people still need to do their jobs. They shouldn't be releasing them into the states. There should be some decent drinking water. Who knows? We can't get the truth out of anything. So how do we know? I mean, maybe you and I should go down there and check it out.
I wish we could.
Because at least we know that we would report the truth.
I wish we could. You know, and I guess this is not... Anybody knows me know that I would help anybody I could any time. But when they're coming in swarms and they're illegal, and we can house them because they're overwhelming our capability to do that, why should we feel bad about that? We're doing all we can do. Why should we be called bad people for stopping illegals on the border and tell them, hey, you shouldn't be here? Why are we the bad guys? Because we're the ones saying we can't absorb all this. Why is it all of a sudden the ones who are trying to maintain the law are the ones that are the bad guys? And the criminals are not ones being praised and pampered.
That's true.
Why is that?
That's true. Why is that? Let me count thy ways. But you're right. I mean, you know, if the border is being so overwhelmed and so forth, I mean, people coming here illegally should know what they will expect.
That's right.
And
I agree.
I don't think that, I mean, hey, if we sneak into Mexico illegally, I know what I would expect.
Absolutely.
I'd expect to be thrown in their hooscow, and it's even worse conditions than what anything that these people are experiencing on the border. On the other hand, yeah, what is the problem with government that they can't come up and get these issues fixed?
Totally agree.
But you know what? When I worked at the bank, and we had to, I mean, when the unions were in there and you wanted a desk move, you couldn't move a chair without getting 8 papers signed and getting it approved by the union so they could send someone in to move a chair from one corner of your office to the other quarter. It's ridiculous.
That is ridiculous. That's just absolutely insane. That is... I don't know what word to use.
So we're seeing the same thing. I mean, they can't get anything done. And instead, what are they doing? They're taking these people, you know, and just dumping them inside the state, inside the country. They're busing them back in, letting them go. You know, so there's no one keeping track. I mean, it's just like, who's in charge?
Yep.
Who's in charge?
I don't want to hear
excuses.
Well, that's all you're going to get out of them. And you know, but now I can understand why the Border Patrol and the people who work there are so frustrated. I mean, they for due to tame, they get in trouble.
It's true.
It's aggravating. And
follow hold people accountable. But
exactly.
No, can't do that.
I agree. And the people, the private citizens on the borders trying to protect their home also get in trouble. This is wrong as it can be. I want to cover one more quick thing before we go. We're about out of time. But you saw the U.S. Army wants 500,000 active troops by 2020. Did you see that?
No, I did not.
Yes. U.S. Army wants 500,000 active troops by 2020 amid threats of war. It's a difficult market because of a very healthy job market, said Acting Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy. This environment is as challenging as we've faced. 3.6% unemployment. We have no benchmark historically for the all-volunteer force. McCarthy told the Times that it would be difficult to reach the recruitment goal by year's end. We are close on target, but it's close, McCarthy said. We statistically can make it, but we're going to have to run through the finish line, undoubtedly a full sprint. McCarthy said Army officials are speaking with municipalities across the country to formulate strategy to enhance recruitment at a local level. Said the people aren't coming in. Well, I don't know about the job probably part of it, but when you get out of school, when they go live with mama, they may not have to. If this doesn't work, and I don't know when, don't know what, even for sure it's going to happen, we may see a draft start again.
If they want to get those numbers, that's exactly what we would see.
So, I don't know. And if a draft again, they'll be drafting girls too, folks. Young women will be drafted also. That's not a pleasant thought, is it?
Men, women, he, she's.
Whatever, it's, whatever. Yes, but folks, this is for real stuff.
You know, and that isn't the point, and you know, that was in poor taste.
But it is true. I'm sorry, it is true. It bothers me, but you know, I mean,
yes.
I just read the other day that STDs are up sharply in the military, and I wonder why. But anyway. Yeah. So, and the morale of the military is way down. I wonder why. And we may have a big military. We may have a lot of equipment. But if the military is doing what's against the laws of God and nature, there is a higher power than our military, obviously. And I don't think numbers impress him at all.
And I'll tell you what, this big display on the 4th in D.C. Yes. does concern me. We're not supposed to celebrate the military on the July 4th. That was the whole point.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, come on.
A standing army was a bane of society. Thomas Jefferson said that. A standing army is a danger to liberty.
Yes, we're not supposed to celebrate. We're supposed to celebrate our independence, not the military.
I totally agree.
And showing strength. And again, I know there's people out there who are saying, well, what's the problem with that? You know, he's enjoying it. President Trump is enjoying it, and this and this and that. You know, it's always a little more deeper than that, ladies and gentlemen. And you really have to, it does bother me. And it's, hey, if they want to do a great display of fireworks, go for it. But, you know, it's just wrong, wrong, wrong.
You say it's wrong?
Wrong.
You're right, it oh. is.
I said that to you. Oh, yes, funny. It disturbs me. And, you know, when there's so much discussions of war with Iran and everything, our relationship with the Saudis, what's happening in Israel, it's brewing.
Yes, it is.
It's brewing.
I'm not about out of time. I want to tell you to have a wonderful 4th, and I will see you next week, I reckon.
That's right. You and I will not have a program. I thought maybe you'd do a solo on Thursday, no?
Well, if you want me to, I will. Tell me.
No.
I'll get it done. You're
no,
the boss.
Enjoy your day. And we'll be back tomorrow, though. We'll have a live show tomorrow. I'll be here with my co-host, Dave Allen. So until then, ladies and gentlemen, be safe, good night, and God bless. Have a good one.
In my dreams, I have a plan. If I got me a wealthy man.